Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're here to present our research findings from a fellowship that we participated in during the summer of 2013. And we have nothing to disclose. So we will take you through a little bit of the didactics of what we mean when we say public health social work. We'll give you a history of international social work, take you through some of the activities from our fellowship, including a qualitative study that we conducted, and some of those emerging themes that came out of that study, and finally, recommendations moving forward. So what do we mean by public health social work? We're going with this definition. Public health social work is a type of social work practice based on epidemiologic approach to addressing, preventing, and solving health problems and issues. So what do we mean by this? We're not just referring to social workers who take a few extra public health courses. We're instead referring to and advocating for an entirely new paradigm. So this is the health impact model. And you'll see three different levels, and these levels represent types of interventions that social workers can make. And typically, social workers are at the bottom of this model, making treatment, clinical interventions with individuals and families. And what we know about achieving health equity and social justice is that we have to make a greater impact at the top of this model, using research, policy, using ecological models, and so forth. So circling back to what we mean by what is public health social work, we are advocating that all social workers not abandon their clinical methods, but instead to embrace all interventions on these multiple levels and widen their lens of how to solve problems. And it's interesting, yesterday I was at a session where one of the speakers was talking about how he doesn't want to hire social workers because they come in with a deficit model and he just can't afford to have that. And I thought of telling him, that's why you need a public health social worker. I should have said it. But we think that this wide-lens, multi-level approach is perfectly aligned with global health because, for example, Christine and I, or a public health social worker, would be able to, for example, work in a mental health clinic with refugees in a war-torn area. And simultaneously, we're also able to work with local governments to, for example, implement school-based programs and things like that. And the key here is that we are trained to be able to think critically about which interventions to use given a particular context. So switching gears to talk about the fellowship, we, like I said, got together in the summer of 2013. There were five of us. We were all public health social workers at BU with an interest in global health. And we were tasked with exploring the intersections of public health, social work, and global health. So to start this fellowship, we decided to conduct a literature review. And of course, there wasn't specifically public health, social work articles that talked about the intersections of that and global health. So we looked at international social work instead. And this is what we found out. It's difficult to trace the exact origins of social work, but what we can tell you is at the beginning of the 20th century that the social work practice spread to different regions around the world and took on its own unique form. So, for example, in India, it took on a more community-based orientation, while in the U.S. it was more of a behavioral health clinical orientation. And in the mid-20th century is when we saw an effort among three agencies to connect all these siphoned off practices together under one international social work umbrella. So you have the International Association of Schools of Social Work, you have the International Federation of Social Workers, and the Council on Social Work Education came together to define international social work and to connect social work to international development development agencies, including the UN. As recently as the 1990s is when we started to see schools of social work implement international social work into their curricula, and that's really because of new social problems that were emerging as a result of increased immigration and globalization issues. So us as fellows, we were surprised to learn how current international social work is, and we wanted to look at that more, which moved us into our next phase of the fellowship, which was to attend a conference that was sponsored by NYU, and this was about social work's response to global health. So when we attended, we asked a lot of the speakers, as a public health social worker, what should be our response to global health? And we received a myriad of viewpoints. So some folks focused on social welfare and felt that health was a subcategory of that. Other people focused on the social determinants of health and health as an overarching umbrella framework. But as you can see from this Venn diagram, that there were a lot of different terms that were being used interchangeably, and not a lot of uniformity in the framework that was being used as a response to our question. And so this lack of clarity and uniformity just further reinforced the idea that international social work, or the intersection of global health and social work, is just that new. So we didn't give up there. We decided to conduct a qualitative study where we interviewed our own BU public health social work alumni and students who all had experience with global health or are currently working in a global health field. So we had 23 participants, and we had four folks that were working outside of the U.S., and the most common self-reported job descriptions were project managers, clinicians, grant writers, and program evaluators. And these, we interviewed them individually. We also had a focus group that we conducted. And these key informant interviews were between 30 to 60 minutes in length and were conducted through either in-person Skype or phone interviews. And these were some of the questions we asked them, but basically we were interested in finding out about their professional experience, what they're doing right now, as well as whether their educational experience prepared them for a career in global health. So Christina is now going to tell you about the themes that emerged from this study.
Okay, so once our interviews are complete, we reviewed our transcript and we coded for these four major themes: opportunities for social work and global health, the added value of social work to global health, the ethical considerations, and professional identity. So the first theme is that respondents really reported that there were unmet community health needs that social workers could help address. These are some quotes, but for example, several respondents had observed that there were mental health needs among the communities with which they worked internationally, and they noticed that there was a lack of mental health services that could be used in that area, partly due to the stigma. Other respondents discussed how the public health social workers' knowledge that they had could really be used for on-the-ground field work, such as training local health workers and then using that knowledge to be sustained in that area even after the trainer leaves. So the next theme is that respondents expressed that while public health social workers' knowledge that they gained in school, especially from public health, provided them with concrete skills such as research and program development that really helped them tackle some certain health challenges, but then that their social work training had provided them with additional things that are just as important, such as social justice orientation, the understanding of power, privilege, and really the ability to utilize those skills and practice cultural sensitivity. So some more quotes here, but for example, some respondents really asserted that their social work background is really imperative to work in global health because they were prepared and competent and really confident to be able to work alongside people who were in different cultures from their own. Additionally, respondents spoke extensively about how social work had provided them with that ability to really think critically and use that in thinking about, again, race, gender, sexual orientation, in a way that really benefited them in their professional role. The third theme is really about the ethical consideration. So our respondents really discussed the ethics of working in different cultures, countries, and political climates. So social workers, we understand, are very general, useful in global health because they're really aware and in tune to understanding different things that Leanne covered earlier, especially, you know, very large-scale interventions and thinking on a systems approach. And here our respondents, we felt like, were very critical, but in a good way, about their work in other countries and globally. They really emphasized that, you know, we need to work with communities and include them in what we're doing, whether it's developing a program, whether it's including them in the decision-making process, and really incorporating the pre-existing systems and resources that they have. Additionally, because we know that we've really learned that social work looks different in all of these different countries, it's important to not impose those Western-trained viewpoints that we have, especially in countries that don't adopt those practices at all. And then our fourth theme is really about professional identity. So respondents really discussed that despite they're using their training and their skills that they've used and learned in their education, they don't necessarily call themselves public health social workers or even social workers in many cases. Instead, they're more likely to use, again, their job title, such as program manager or evaluator. So, for instance, some respondents discussed how they were, again, not likely to use public health social worker, let alone social worker, because many respondents felt that there was this misidentification of what that was, especially in the global context, because of, well, they said that the inability for the profession to really brand itself and market itself in a way that, you know, you go out and you know what a doctor is, you know what a psychologist is, but maybe you don't know the breadth of what social workers can do. So our discussion, so this was a very interesting part of our fellowship as we were, you know, looking at all of the data that we gathered and really thinking, okay, so, you know, is public health social work really needed in global health? And we attested to, yes, it's definitely valuable. And, you know, especially in thinking of what the community health needs were and the ability for them to really address a lot of those challenges and issues, I think it's really this wide lens approach that we really, like, understood and we know about as those who have been trained, that we can have a larger impact, such as those different examples that our respondents really spoke about. And we know that the social work training was really valuable in their ability to succeed in not only their own profession, but helping different members of different communities and different areas, even at the government level, but also that there were definitely some barriers. For instance, there aren't, I can't just go on LinkedIn and try and find a job and it's a public health social worker needed to work in Kenya. So that was definitely a challenge, and there's definitely still this limited discussion about how we're going to expand the field internationally and globally. So really, after all that we've worked on for over a year exploring this new topic, we've really called for opportunities and really a call to action in these three different areas. So first, really, we feel it starts with the educational institutions, which we feel that we've already started getting at there. So really providing practice opportunities, expanding course and field work opportunities so that students can really gain that on-the-ground field work experience. And then, of course, mentorship, networking, and then really educating the field and employers so that, you know, it's not just us, but it's also everyone else in the world who knows what we're doing as well. So then the second piece is really, you know, on the students. So, you know, with support from the institutions,
we really need to also go out and brand our identity for ourselves, which really, you know, in addition to the institutions helping to educate the employers, well, we also on job interviews, as I've recently been doing, like educating, you know, these are what we're capable of, these are our values, these are our skills, and then, of course, connecting back and really engaging with alumni and different things to support all of that. And then the third piece is really the employers, and then it all kind of loops back. So with the employers, really, you know, once they kind of learn what we're about, creating assets, creating opportunities, and then also them being, oh, well, maybe we should, you know, create a job instead of a program manager. It could be a public health social worker. That's the dream. So that's really the third part of that. And then we really believe that this three-stage approach can really provide opportunity and help bring more significant impact for public health social workers in the global health arena. So there are always limitations, but some of our limitations were just that all of the knowledge that we gathered were really from this one subset of individuals in our one academic institution. But really, we feel that the opportunities from our limitations were that, you know, we really gained a lot of really new knowledge, and we really also learned that because there's little to absolutely no literature on this specific topic, that we've opened up a really interesting issue for others to examine in the future. So with that, sort of future directions really rely back onto our opportunities and the call to action that we've outlined. It takes everybody. It takes, you know, everybody to move this, to propel it forward from the institution, the students, the alumni, the employers, and really also engaging with other people from other institutions and really working together, because it's not just, you know, what one BU alum does supports what another alum from UCLA or other parts of the country and the world are really coming together. And from that, we also feel that future directions really come to developing a literature in this area, and also knowledge for practice-based knowledge as well. And finally, really engaging with other individuals, not just, you know, public health social workers or people just in public health or just in social work, but other areas such as, you know, even beyond the MDs and other individuals to create new partnerships. So, in conclusion, we'd like to definitely acknowledge our fellowship directors who are here for us, supporting us, Betty Ruth and Luz Lopez, as well as Gary Bailey, who spoke to us and really provided us a lot of knowledge and valuable insight during our process. Of course, the individuals who worked with us and helped us collect our valuable data, our donor, and our colleague, Maddie Walkman. These are some of our references, and that's it. Thank you so much.